This Shaka Ilembe pre-premiere is proudly brought to you by MultiChoice, enriching lives.
It is 7:53 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. This is where everything comes alive, isn't it? Including that's a pre-premiere of note. That's Shaka Ilembe. We've been talking about it. That's the whole of last week. And we will continue with the conversation, seeing that the actual premiere will be this Friday.
Yes, yes.
But just for us, most very special. VIP.
What he said.
Yeah, on a different level. Yeah, come on, man. What are you saying? Man? Come on, man. Including also our winner, Amalia Skarismosuga.
Amalia.
That won the opportunity also to enjoy that's the pre-premiere tomorrow. You had a conversation with Osi Nomzamo.
Yes, I did.
And
oh man, I think maybe the takeaway, there's so much to take away actually, but one of the takeaways from this conversation, you're going to hear for yourself, but it's really just how important it is for us to tell our own stories. All right. And I remember also just asking her, how was she able to relate to the role, for example? What is it about Queen Nandi that spoke to her spirit?
Yeah.
And when I tell you, the visuals are going to be out, obviously, throughout the week. But when I tell you, it's as if something just took over her body when I asked her that question. And she was like, I remember being a young girl watching this. And I've always dreamed and prayed to play that role. And I'm like, man, look at God.
Yeah.
But it was really, it was a moment for me because I love her.
All right, cool. So let's check out that conversation, a snippet thereof, because the full conversation will be up on our socials pretty soon. Check this out.
So, a very good morning to you. Sending you much love on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday morning from Namibia. I hope, Nomzamo, you know, you are so loved here. Oh my gosh. And I remember seeing an audio of, or like actually visual clips of Umphumi, like at her wellness festival. And I was like, listen, if there's one thing I'm going to do one day is meet this woman and I'm going to save for the next festival. Hopefully she's going to be there.
She can bring me back, right? She's got to keep it fresh every year. I don't know.
I know, but maybe even as a guest, that'll be amazing. But I wanted to ask you, being just a Black woman that has achieved so much for yourself, what would you say is the one thing that just keeps you going and motivates you to just keep striving for more and more all the time?
I think for me, what keeps me going is just the idea of constantly pursuing the greater or the next challenge for myself, constantly staying motivated and just building a life that is full of I suppose the next goalpost. I'm not one who rests on their laurels or who feels like, oh, I have arrived and I've achieved so much and I'm fine. I'm always like, on to the next. What's next? Let's get to the next challenge. You know, so constantly challenging myself and holding myself accountable to the dreams that I've always had as a young girl. And also just realizing that we have so far to go as a society. I know that I've been put in a position where I'm able to do some things and be able to shift culture and shift the idea of who we are as a people. So when you know that you already have that responsibility, you just know there's a lot of work to be done.
Absolutely. But quickly tell us, this is, you know, with this movie, there's like just, we grew up watching this movie, Shaka Zulu, obviously. But what would you say is your earliest memory of the original movie itself, Shaka Zulu?
Oh my goodness. Well, the version of the 1988 version, I think for me, I was a little girl and I remember seeing Queen Nandi and she was still a princess. And she's in this forest and she's gathering water. And I was like, whoa.
Wow.
And then we see Senzangakona and he's like, kekelekeke. And I was like, oh my God. So just seeing that, you know, that incredible textured experience of just culture and language and the wooing of a woman, and to see a woman who just, you know, Dudumkize kind of just held her own and with so much pride and so self-assured, and you gazed into her eyes and you could not stop looking at that. And that for me was the moment of falling in love and just knowing that one day, if I am anything in life, I have to play this character.
Wow. And if you had to probably tell us, you know, on your own personal journey as well, how did you relate to the character?
We both don't have middle ground when it comes to injustice. We feel strongly when it comes to injustice. We're both stubborn. We're both sassy, I think.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
And also standing up for something that we know is right. And I think for me, she was a feminist in her own right, in how she shifted the notion of what it meant to be a woman, and knowing that she, for a woman like herself, it's either she wanted to be liked or she wanted to be respected, and she chose the latter.
Come on. But if you had to tell our fresh listeners right now what you would want every black person, how important is it for us black people to tell our stories ourselves?
It is so important because we are the custodians of who we are. We are the custodians of our cultures. We are the custodians of our history. We are the custodians of our way of life, okay? So if we don't take the narrative, control the narrative, then unfortunately we find ourselves in a position of allowing another gaze to tell our stories their way from an objective point of view that doesn't even peel the surface of who we are. Tell the stories in the best way that can. And again, excellence is a capital. What do I mean by saying, do not be afraid to take time project so that you can take time project so that you can put out an excellent production and you can sit back and know that you have done yourself and your people.
Absolutely.
7:59, what a conversation. And it's not even done. That's just a snippet of what Shekwan and Osino Mzamo had conversed about. But we will reveal because it's actually, it was a Zoom meeting. So we have visuals there, so you will be able to see the beautiful Nomzamo as well as the astonishingly, expectingly beautiful Shekwan.
Per
reviews at the Whiskey Festival over the weekend.
Oh yeah,
man. Oh my word, the gents were all over you, girl. I'm just like, what?
Wait, my future husband is listening. I didn't entertain it.
It. But you know what? We will reveal those release those visuals pretty soon. Stick around, we've got the news coming up.
Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.